Cadeau and his friends relaxed at Shelley Welly's confident reassurance about the children.
Children are really different, huh?
Cadeau shuddered as his thoughts flashed back to images of the dreadful boy who had tried to pull him apart, Maya's plotting cousins, and FD's gang. Then he beamed when he remembered his kind and spunky friends, Maya and BJ.
I wonder what they're doing now. They must be in school.
It gave the little bear a warm, tingly feeling at the back of his neck, thinking about them.
I must ask Mama if I can invite them home when I'm no longer lost. Mai chou?
Shelly Welly waffed happily, ran towards her newfound friends, and with her nose, gently nudged Cadeau, Hammy, and Timothy Tiger closer to the children. The children's eyes widened with delighted surprise when they saw that their favorite doggy friend had brought more playmates.
He's such a cute and handsome little bear!
Exclaimed a small girl with curly pigtails. She sat on the grass, picked up Cadeau carefully, and hugged him warmly. The little bear was in heaven. He grinned from ear to ear and gave the girl a quick kiss on her nose, which tickled her and made her giggle gleefully. Hammy shook his head affectionately at his friend's excitement. He opened his tiny mouth to speak and was scooped up from behind by a pair of small hands. The hamster squeaked, whisked around indignantly, and found himself peering into bright, twinkling eyes. They belonged to a sturdy little boy with chubby cheeks and black hair combed neatly to the side. Timothy Tiger chuckled at his friend's predicament. The next minute, he was surrounded by the rest of the children who patted his soft head and stroked his elegant tail. Titi purred contentedly. He had rather missed the daily rubbing behind his ears that BJ gave him. If you had walked into the orphanage at that very moment, you would have seen an extremely happy crowd on the lawn. Shelly Welly gave piggyback rides to the smallest children, who took great care not to kick her or grab her ears hard. The dog, in turn, adjusted the level of exuberance of her romps to suit the temperament of each precious rider. Cadeau was quite the center of attention, too. He skipped around, greeting one wide-eyed child after another. Some patted and hugged him shyly, others tweaked his small blue ears playfully, and some of the bigger boys pretended it was too childish to hobnob with a teddy bear, even if that particular bear was so special as to be able to speak.
Hiya, I'm Cadeau.
But Cadeau's cheerful prattle and beguiling chuckles won over even the toughies, and before too long, every kid made sure he or she got a personal hug and kiss from the little bear, who was more than delighted to oblige. Cadeau sneaked a peek at his friends and couldn't help laughing merrily. Hammy held court amongst a circle of gawking boys and girls. He had unpacked his piano, and the sounds of music from his favorite composer floated across to the little bear's sharp ears. The music was strange to the children, and more than one looked more than a little dazed. But the sight of Hammy swaying in time to the flow of music notes that tumbled effortlessly from his paws kept each child's eyes glued to the dapper little hamster. Titi, in contrast, seemed to be hugely popular amongst the more sportily inclined youngsters. A neat line stood in front of the good-natured tiger cub as he demonstrated the simpler moves of martial arts. Eyebrows furrowed in concentration, the children let out a chorus of squeaky but gustily shouted "Hats!" which nearly drowned out Hammy's piano playing. All things considered, I believe you could very well say that a good time was had by all. All too soon, the bell rang again. A matronly woman who had calmly watched the entire proceedings with a cheerful twinkle in her eyes got up from her chair. She dusted off her skirt, clapped her hands twice, and said briskly,
Come on, children. It is time for lunch.
Goody, I'm hungry.
The small girl with pigtails, her name was Sarah, rubbed her tummy in anticipation. Sarah bent down to whisper in Kado's ear.
Would you like to eat with us, Kado?
The little bear nodded eagerly, for it had been a long time since the peanut butter sandwiches. Hammy and Titi chuckled in agreement, and Shelly Welly waffed her endorsement of such an excellent suggestion.
Yes, please, Mrs. Matron.
Yes, please.
Shelly, Hammy, and Titi have lunch with us, please.
Mrs. Matron simply couldn't resist the soft pleading looks cast by both children and animals alike.
Oh, very well, but just for today.
To a babble of loud hurrahs, she quickly ushered the group of youngsters into the brick house. As Kado trotted in, with Hammy hitching his usual ride on his shoulder, the baby bear couldn't help but notice a small, forlorn face peering wistfully from a window.
Who's that little girl? Why didn't she come out and play with us?
The little bear decided that he would ask Shelly Welly after lunch. After a small but satisfying meal, Mrs. Matron and three other pleasant-looking women bundled the excited children upstairs for a nap. Half-hearted grumbles and some rather wide yawns trailed the pitter-patter of young feet as the children climbed the stairs. Sarah waved to Kado and his friends.
Bye-bye, Kado, Hammy, Titi, and Shelly. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Shelly Welly waffed gently, thumping her bushy tail on the floor. Hammy bowed elegantly and waved.
Of course, my dear child. It would be our pleasure to return.
Kado and Titi grinned secretly at each other. Hammy was such a softie at heart. When the friends were alone again in the garden, Shelly Welly flopped down on a cool shaded patch under a tree.
Woof, woof. Playing with these children is really tiring work. Woof, woof.
Kado sat down beside Shelly and rubbed her tummy gently, causing the small dog to roll over on her back in delight.
Hey, Shelly. I saw a girl staring at us from a window just now. She looked very sad, huh? Why didn't she play with the other kids?
Shelly sneezed, flopped back on her side, and shook her head rather sadly.
That's Clara. The other children are afraid of her because she doesn't speak. She's been here the longest of all the orphans.
The dog sat up, scratched her right ear lazily, and continued.
But she likes me. Later on, when the kids are napping, she'll come out. You'll see.
True enough, Mrs. Matron opened the front door and Clara walked hesitantly into the garden, carrying a small backpack on her shoulders.
Oh, stay out as long as you like, Clara. Shelly has brought some new friends, so go on and play with them. I'll be right here, so don't be frightened, my dear.
The little girl nodded bravely, but before she could take another step, Kado decided that he must do something to comfort the serious-looking child. He scampered quickly towards Clara, stopped right in front of her, and announced cheerfully,
"Hiya, Clara. My name's Kado. Please be our friend and don't be sad anymore, okay?"
To the little bear's dismay, large tears trickled from Clara's eyes.